Unit 11.
Good evening, Professor.
Good evening, Lorraine. How are things going?
Everything is okay.
Where's Vova?
I don't know. Let me call him now. Hello?
Hello?
Can I speak to Vova, please?
Good evening, Miss Lorraine. It's me, Vova.
Vova? Really? What's wrong with your voice?
I'm ill. I can hardly speak. I feel awful.
Oh, I'm so sorry that you are ill. And I'm sorry for us.
Why?
Who will make a rap for us today?
Sorry, but I can't help you.
Well, Vova, get better. I will call you later.
Thank you. Give my best to the professor, please.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What's wrong with Vova?
He's ill. By the way, he gave you his best.
Thank you.
What shall we do today without him?
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Do you like surprises?
Well, I don't know. If it's a good surprise. But why do you ask?
I'm going to make one more present for you.
Have you got someone new for me to meet?
Yes. This time, it's a girl. She has a beautiful name. Emma. Wait a minute. Maybe that's her. Hello?
Hello, Professor. I'm sorry, but I'll be late today.
Are you in a traffic jam?
No, I'm not.
What are you doing? Why aren't you here?
I can't find your office. I've been looking for it for an hour already.
But I drew a map for you.
Sorry, I couldn't find it. I lost it.
You don't have to shout. I can hear you.
I'm sorry. It's so noisy here in the street.
Where are you now?
At the moment, I'm walking along the street.
What street?
I don't know.
She can't find our office.
Can I have the phone, please? Emma, what can you see?
I can see a green fence and a library.
Anything else?
Well, only buses, cars, and crows on trees.
Can you see anything like a bus stop?
No, I can't see nothing like that. Maybe, well, yes, I can see something. It's a bus stop.
Can you read its name?
What did you say? I can't hear. It's so noisy here.
Read the Russian words on the bus stop.
Ah, easy. Ulitsa.
Is it difficult for you?
Wait a minute. I'm doing my best. Vishnevskogo.
Now I know where you are. Just walk about 50 meters further along the street, and there you will see a yellow house. Our study is on the first floor of that house.
Thank you.
Do you mean the ground floor?
Don't forget that only Englishmen call it the ground floor, but Americans usually say the first floor.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
She'll be here in 2 minutes.
Great.
What's going on? Who's the girl?
That's a secret. You'll soon see. But we have 2 minutes. What should we do?
Well, I think we can make some rap.
Rap? Without Vova?
Why not? You start and I'll finish. Here are our new words. Subject, P.E., nature, break, time, cheat, cloakroom, raise, lazy, rule. Music!
Never cheat,
little beat,
in Saru
Lower School.
Maybe next
time, I'll tell you the time. Which subjects do you like, Lee?
I like nature and PE.
Go to the cloakroom and don't break anything during the break.
Raise letter E.
Don't be lazy.
Wow, we did it.
I think it was great.
Hello, I'm sorry I'm late.
Meet my new friend, Lorraine. This is Emma.
Hello, Emma.
Hello, Lorraine.
You look like a boy that I met last week. Is your surname Brown?
Yes, it is. Adam is my brother.
Now I understand. Is Adam still in the country?
Yes, he is. Yesterday he called me and said he missed you, and he gave you his best.
Thank you. When will he come back to the city?
He'll be back tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. You know, my father's hobby is winter fishing. Last year, he caught a big fish, a real monster. Now Adam wants to catch a bigger one. Tomorrow, early in the morning, they are going fishing again, this time with a group of fishermen. Adam dreams about catching a big fish.
Have you ever been winter fishing?
Never. I hate it.
So do I.
I think it's awful, but I like shopping, buying new dresses, jeans, and I also like studying.
Fantastic. Do you really like school?
Yes, I do.
Good for you. So do I.
I like studying very much. I do my best at school. I get good marks in my school record book.
What classes are you in?
I'm in the third class. I'm in the same class as Adam.
Your brother wasn't so happy about school.
Boys seldom like to study hard. But still, he's a good boy. He goes in for sports and he dreams of being a football player.
Really? And I thought his dream was to be a writer.
Last week he wanted to be a writer. Now he wants to be a sportsman. And next month, maybe he'll dream about being a spaceman. Most boys are such dreamers.
You're right. But sometimes dreams come true. Can you tell us something about your school, please?
Easy. We have many really interesting subjects at our school. In the English lessons, we speak English, translate sentences into Russian, and we also play games and sing songs. In Russian classes, we do writing exercises and learn rules. In mathematics, we do sums and problems. In reading, we read and talk about interesting books. In drawing, we learn to draw and to paint. In nature, we learn many new things about birds and animals.
PE means physical education.
In PE, we run, jump, and play different games in the gym. This year, we have a very good timetable. Usually, we have 5 lessons a day. But on Wednesdays, we have 4 lessons. And on Thursdays, we have 6 lessons. All our lessons are 40 minutes long. The shortest break is 10 minutes long, and the longest break is 20 minutes long. There are many rules in our school. Children mustn't cheat. They mustn't be lazy. They must raise their hand if they want to answer or to ask a question. And of course, they must remember all the rules. But I don't remember them all.
What are you doing?
I am looking for the rules in my school bag. Here's a copybook, an exercise book, a school record book, pencil case, a sandwich. I can't find them. The headmaster gave us rules last week. They were in my bag. Now they're gone.
Maybe they're in that red exercise book. Have a look.
You're right. Here are our rules.
Shall I start reading?
I'd better do it myself.
Let me do this reading, please.
All right. Let's do it together. Here you are.
School rules.
Pupils must study hard.
Pupils must not cheat.
Pupils must be careful.
Pupils must not be lazy.
Pupils must do the task.
Pupils must not break chairs.
Pupils must learn the rules.
Pupils must not paint on walls.
Pupils must help their teachers.
Pupils must not draw on desks.
Pupils must run only in the gym.
Pupils must not be late for lessons.
Pupils must think before they speak.
Pupils must not run in the canteen.
Pupils must not only look, but also see.
Pupils must not beat each other up.
Pupils must come on time to lessons.
Pupils must not shout during breaks.
Pupils must not only listen, but also hear.
Pupils must not play in the cloakroom.
Pupils must raise their hands if they want to speak.
Pupils must not forget to do homework. We've finished!
I like your school rules. Can I type them on my computer?
Of course you can!
Now, Emma, can I ask you a question?
Sure you can.
What do you want to do now?
I like to sing a song.
I have a Russian student. His name is Vova. He can make rap well. Can you?
No, I like rock.
Do girls sing rock?
Why not? We have a group at school. We play and sing rock, and we're all girls.
Fantastic! Let me get the guitar out of its case.
I can play the guitar a little already.
So can I.
So we can make a group.
Ready, go!
Well done! That was really good rock and roll.
I'm sorry, but I must go home.
Why?
I have some plans for the evening.
Have you done your lessons?
Yes, I have.
Have you tidied your room?
Yes, I have.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to do my hair.
What for?
You see, tomorrow I will be a princess in our school play.
A princess is a good role for a girl. Where will it be?
In our school hall at 12 o'clock. Will you come?
Professor, Emma will be a princess. I want to go.
So do I.
Let's go together.
Let's. When I was a schoolboy, I did Hamlet. Do you remember, to be or not to be? That is the question.
Of course, Professor, I do remember that.
Sorry, I must go.
Goodbye.
See you tomorrow in your school play.
Bye-bye.
And now, my friend, let's open our copybooks and write a spelling dictation. Write the letters, read the words, and draw the picture. Remember, you must do your best. Don't be lazy. So this is a sentence. There are four words in this sentence. The first word, T-H-I-S. The second word, I-S. The third word, A-N. And the fourth word, A-P-P-L-E. What is it? Draw it in your book. Now the lesson is over. Don't forget that if you want to get a good mark, you must learn all the new words and translate them into Russian. Don't forget to do the exercises and the tasks and learn the song. That will do for today. Now you may close your book. Our lesson is over. Goodbye.
Goodbye.